The Amtrak train en route from New York to Miami hit a parked CSX freight train near Casey, South Carolina, Sunday morning. Governor Henry McMaster said yesterday the train was going about 60 miles an hour. The Lexington County coroner said the conductor and engineer aboard the Amtrak train were killed. There were about 139 passengers on the train.
It was a really traumatic experience, kind of caught me off guard.
That's passenger Daniel Philip Edward Marie. He was in the third train car from the front, just closing his eyes to get some sleep right before the crash.
And I flew forward and hit the seat in front of me pretty badly, busted my lip, hit my head really hard, stumbled a little bit, tried to get up, and then fell down.
Marie then sprang into action to help those around him with the little medical knowledge he has from his family members who were nurses.
There were passengers who had cuts on their legs, and two women had cuts on their legs. One woman, who I believe broke her leg, I tried to do as much as I could to assist them, wrapped their wounds to kind of stop the bleeding.
It's unclear the severity of all the passengers' injuries at this point. Marie and many others were taken to the hospital. Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the National Traffic Safety Board, explained the Amtrak train was diverted from its expected route onto a sidetrack where the CSX train was parked because a switch was locked with a padlock.
Key to this investigation is learning why that switch was lined that way. Because the expectation, of course, is that the Amtrak would be cleared and would be operating straight down like this.
Sumwalt says the NTSB will look at the operations of the trains, signals, and work rest periods for each of the crews as is standard in any investigation. Investigators will also interview crews from both Amtrak and CSX, look for recorders on the trains, as well as other records to sort out why the crash happened. Sumwalt says there was catastrophic damage to both trains. The Red Cross set up a shelter in a nearby middle school for passengers to get food, water, and figure out their next step. Al Willie Williams was on her way home to Denmark, South Carolina. She had her bag ready to get off at the next stop around 2:35 a.m. Sunday morning when the crash happened. She, like many others, was still trying to calm herself down.
Truthfully, it happened so fast. And then when I woke up, I was just devastated.
Williams says she was taken to the hospital along with more than 100 other passengers. She has a sling for her left arm. She said her shoulder, neck, back, and legs hurt from the crash. She came to the Red Cross shelter to get her luggage. That's where passengers were taken after being discharged from the hospital and where Regina Reed came looking for her aunt, who she heard was on the train.
First, I was like, is she okay? Because then you hear on the news, you hear two dead, several injured, and then it's like, is she traveling by herself? You know, and then the fact that, you know, we don't know because her phone went dead and she was talking to another relative.
Reed finally found her at a local hospital after 3 hours of searching. Reed says her aunt is okay, just sore and scared from the accident. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Columbia, South Carolina.